Scripture is silent on when and how the people became slaves. All we know is that at some point, time passed, Joseph and his generation died out, and the leadership of Egypt changed hands a few times. Joseph's history of distinguished service became a footnote in another leader's reign. Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. When Joseph was alive, his supernatural gift of dream interpretation and his skill at strategic thinking led Pharaoh to give him the position of governing all the economic affairs of Egypt, Genesis chapter 41. During the years when drought affected both Canaan and Egypt, in his role as second in command in Egypt, Joseph purchased thousands of acres of Egyptian land and pressed the people into slavery. So Joseph bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh. The Egyptians, one and all, sold their fields because the famine was too severe for them. The land became Pharaoh's, and Joseph reduced the people to servitude from one end of Egypt to the other. Joseph said to the people, "Now that I have bought you and your land today for Pharaoh, here is seed for you so you can plant the ground. But when the crop comes in, give a fifth of it to Pharaoh. The other four-fifths you may keep as seed for the fields and as food for yourselves and your households and your children." Genesis chapter 47, verses 20 to 24. I've wondered if this practice laid the groundwork for what trapped Joseph's descendants in Egypt a few generations later. When I read about how some lower caste families in India today have been enslaved for generations to pay off an ancestor's debt, a debt that can never be repaid because the system is rigged against them, I can imagine something like this may have happened to the descendants of the 70 people who came from Canaan in search of food. The international advocacy organization Free the Slaves describes the process by which a family becomes ensnared permanently in the slavery of debt bondage. In debt bondage, slaves are chained to an illegal financial obligation that they are forced to repay through endless labor. If unrelenting psychological pressure fails, slaveholders enforce their grip through direct violence. The crushing mechanisms of bonded labor slavery are insidious, humiliating, and powerful. An entire family, men, women, and children, is forced to work for the person who holds the debt. If a slave gets sick and misses work, the debt grows. Slaves are paid only.